Well, terrific Tuesday morning, beloved. It's great to share this time with you. I'm glad you could join me today as we are reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been encouragement. Now, in this passage of Scripture, Paul warns the Philippians to be on guard against those who do evil things and about putting their trust in external ceremonies. He describes the journey of faith in terms of running toward a goal, and the chapter concludes with Paul expressing his eagerness in waiting for Jesus Christ to come from heaven. Let's go ahead and get started in our reading today of Philippians chapter 3. In conclusion, my friends, be joyful in your union with the Lord. I don't mind repeating what I have written before, and you will be safer if I do so. Watch out for those who do evil things, those dogs who insist on cutting the body. It is we, not they, who have received the true circumcision, for we worship God by means of His Spirit and rejoice in our life in union with Jesus Christ. We do not put any trust in external ceremonies. I could, of course, put my trust in such things. If any of you think you can trust in external ceremonies, I have even more reason to feel that way. I was circumcised when I was a week old. I am an Israelite by birth, of the tribe of Benjamin, a pure-blooded Hebrew. As far as keeping the Jewish law is concerned, I was a Pharisee, and I was so zealous that I persecuted the church. As far as a person can be righteous by obeying the commandments of the law, I was without fault. But in all those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for Christ's sake. Not only those things, but I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have thrown everything away. I consider it all as mere garbage so that I may gain Christ and be completely united with Him. I no longer have a righteousness of my own, the kind that is gained by obeying the law. I now have the righteousness that is given through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is based on faith. All I want to know is Christ and to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings and become like Him in His death, in the hope that I myself will be raised from death to life. I do not claim that I have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to Himself. Of course, my friends, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, however, is to forget that which is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight toward the goal, in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. All of us who are spiritually mature should have the same attitude. But if you have a different attitude, God will make this clear to you. However that may be, let us go forward according to the same rules we have followed until now. Keep on imitating me, my friends. Pay attention to those who follow the right example that we have set for you. I have told you this many times before, and now I repeat it with tears. There are many whose lives make them enemies of Christ's death on the cross. They are going to end up in hell because their God is their bodily desires. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and they think only of things that belong to this world. We, however, are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. He will change our weak, mortal bodies and make them like His own glorious body, using the power by which He is able to bring all things under His rule. And today's key verse is Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to Himself. You know, in verse 7, it says that everything that it has been good in his life, everything that he has achieved, he counts but loss. They are but filthy rags to him. And everything that the world had to offer is nothing to the Apostle Paul. But what does he consider valuable? To know Jesus in the power of his resurrection. And that goal that he says we are all running towards, that's in verse 14, is Paul talking about our Christian walk being like a race. And we may all be in different places along the race route or the racetrack, but we all have that same goal to make it to the door, the gates of heaven. Amen. And then lastly, I just wanted to look at the fact that Paul again refers to Christ's return and what will happen, that he will change our weak and mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body, using that power by which he's able to bring all things under his rule. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, knowledge of you as my Lord is priceless and beyond measure. May I completely be united with you, and I pray that you will grant me the righteousness that is given through faith in you. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday to a close, beloved. Join with me tomorrow morning as we study Philippians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul gives final instructions to the Philippians. Until tomorrow, keep looking up. The return of Christ is soon. God bless.